Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa ba'd. Continuing inshallah tonight, reciting a hadith from the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi, al-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya, where we go over some hadith that talk about aspects and characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. And today the chapter is Bab Ma Ja'a Fi Firashi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The chapter that talks about his firash, meaning what he slept upon alayhi salatu wa sallam. And I'll just be reciting one hadith for you, and it's a bit long, but it's nice. قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا أَبُو الْخَطَّابِ زِيَادُ بْنُ يَحْيَى الْبَصْرِي قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ مَيْمُونَ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا جَعْفَرُ بْنُ مُحَمَّدٍ عَنْ أَبِيهِ قَالَ سُئِلَتْ عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا ما كان فراش رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في بيتك قالت من أدم حشوه ليف. So when she was asked, رضي الله عنها, سيدة عائشة أم المؤمنين, what was the type of firash, what type of bed or mattress did the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام have in your house? فقال من أدم حشوه ليف. So it was made from a fabric that is quite it's a very sturdy fabric that is filled with leaf, which are just long pieces of fiber. So unless you've lived in the Middle East and you know what I'm talking about, then honestly, what he slept upon alayhi salatu wasalam does not exist in any convenient in any store. Like, no store is selling adam hashwuhu leaf anymore, because it's absolutely horrible to lie on. Like, it's very difficult to sleep on if you can, and it's very uncomfortable. But and leaf are certain types of thick fibers. So they would put them on top of each other and then wrap them with another fiber that was sturdy, which is adam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what he used. He slept, and that was what he slept on alayhi salatu wasalam. It was a mattress that was adam hashwuhu leaf. وَسُئِلَتْ حَفْصَةً رضي الله عنها ما كان فراش رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيتك. And Hafsa asked, what about your house? When he came to your house, what was it? فقالت مسحا نثنيه ثنيتين فينام عليه. المسح is from صوف, which is the wool of a sheep. And مسح, it was very it was not thick, from شيء ممسوح, when it's kind of it's deleted or it's spread. So it was a spread piece of wool. نَثْنِيهِ ثِنِيَتَيْنِ. So I would fold it on top of itself. So it would be long, it's a long piece of wool, and then I would fold it, and then it would be a little bit thicker, and he would lie on it, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he would sleep on it. صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَيَنَامُ عَلَيْهِ قَالَ. And this is why I narrate this hadith for you. فَلَمَّا كَانَ ذَاتُ لَيْلَةٍ قُلْتُ لَوْ ثَنَيْتِهِ أَرْبَعَ ثِنِيَاتٍ كَانَ أَوْطَأَ لَهُ فَثَنَيْنَاهُ لَهُ بِأَرْبَعِ ثِنِيَاتِ. So one day, Hafsa and Aisha are talking, and he said, maybe I fold it another time. Like, I fold it again. It seems big enough. I'll sleep somewhere else, and I'll just make another fold, and that way it's thicker. So he's sleeping on one extra layer of wool, alayhi salatu wasalam, instead of just the... Honestly, this is better. What you're sitting on right now, this is much more comfortable than what he was sliding on, alayhi salatu wasalam. Just to understand, the thickness of what you're sitting on, the carpet that you're on, was thicker than what he considered, alayhi salatu wasalam, his mattress, what he slept upon. So Hafsa and Aisha are talking, maybe we fold it one more time for him. So we fold it instead of twice, four times. So now it's fourfold, so it's a little bit thicker, right? فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ قَالْ. When the morning came, he woke up, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he came. قال ما فرشتم لي الليلة. What did you put for me tonight in terms of what I slept upon? قلنا هو فراشك يا رسول الله. It's your firash, it's the same thing. إِلَّا أَنَّ ثَنَيْنَاهُ بِأَرْبَعِ ثِنِيَاتِ. Except this night we just folded it an extra fold. قلنا هو أوطأ لك. We said it'll be more comfortable for you. قال ردوه لحالته الأولى فإنه منعتني وطأته صلاتي الليلة. He said, put it back the way it was, because of this, it was a bit too comfortable, and I didn't wake up for my salah last night. In his qiyam al-layl, he didn't wake up on his own for qiyam al-layl. This is how tired sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. He was a person who was so exhausted that if you just made his farsha, his mattress, a little bit thicker, so it's just a little bit more comfortable, he'll sleep all through the night. He'll sleep, because this is how tired he is. But he keeps it on a certain way, so that it's not that comfortable, so that he is bound to wake up at some point in the night because of the lack of comfort of what he's lying on, so he can do his qiyam al-layl. And once they just folded it, like honestly, even after folding it twice, it's still not as thick as the carpet you're sitting on. But they folded it just one more time. They said maybe it's more comfortable for him, alayhi salatu wasalam. He gets up in the morning, he's upset. Mafrah, what did you do? What did you change? There's a part of my habits that didn't happen today. What did you do? Oh, we just put it back as it was. Because this comfort that you're speaking of, فَإِنَّ وَطْأَتَهُ يعني this comfort that you want to do for me, مَنَعَتْنِي صَلَاتِي took away from me my قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ last night. So you put it back the way it was. صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. Don't act like you understand what I'm talking about. All right? No, seriously. We all have to some degree of realism here. We don't. None of us can act like we understand what we're talking about here, or comprehend what this meant. We can try and imagine, maybe imagine how he lived, alayhi salatu wasalam. But we can't fully understand it because we don't. We're not even remotely close to that. And we were never asked to live like this, alayhi salatu wasalam. Never asked us, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He never asked us. He never said live like that. Go buy a crappy mattress and sleep on something that's uncomfortable so you can wake up. He never said that, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Sahaba had good mattresses in their home. And they had many pillows. And they slept comfortably every night, radiallahu anhum. He didn't, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he never asked any of them to live to that standard. But he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. Just so that you can always go back and read and see the standard to which he held himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, in order to be your role model. In order for him to be your role model, this is how he lived his life. So appreciate that. Appreciate the fact that you are not required to live like this. Appreciate the fact that he didn't even demand or command or encourage that you do that. But he did, alayhi salatu wasalam, so that he could always be the proper role model for you and I. And this is the piece that we all have to acknowledge. And when you acknowledge that, when you truly, truly acknowledge what I just said, then you will find in your heart a new compartment that you did not know exist, and it will fill with his love, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, ajma'in. You will love him, because you understand that this is a person that actually lived a life of lack of comfort for himself in order for him to be able to be the proper role model for you, so that you could always see what it meant, so that you could always appreciate what you have, so you have a standard to live by. He had to do this, alayhi salatu wasalam, because if he lived with ease, then this whole thing would crumble. If at the end he cashed in somehow and he bought the double yani thick mattress and he did, then a lot of this would have been lost. But he didn't, alayhi salatu wasalam, in order for Islam to live on. Because he knew what it meant for an ideology to live on till the end of time. He understands what that means and what that requires. So think about that when you think about him, alayhi salatu wasalam. The things that he did, that the people around him did not fully understand why he was doing it. And they would tell him, Ya Rasulullah, why? Why are you sleeping on something like this? We can buy you something better. He knew. He knew that, no, in order for this to live on, in order for Islam to spread, I have to hold myself to a standard of minimalism. And I have to hold myself to a standard of worship. And I have to make dua for my ummah so that they have the proper shaheed, they have the proper role model to look up to and to follow in the footsteps of. And that's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's Habibna Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And yani, I think about it every time I lie in a bed that he didn't, he could have, but he didn't. And can you imagine? Maybe you've traveled for a week or something and you bunk bed in places. But you all go, at the end, you're going to go back to your house. And you have the $700 mattress, and that's if you're poor like me. You buy something good so you can sleep. And you change it every couple of years so that it's nice and fluffy. Yeah. Adam hashwuhu leaf. That's what he slept on, alayhi salatu wasalam. Just one extra fold of the wool. And this is how exhausted this man was. Sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I'll quickly repeat this. Yarwi al-Tirmidhi fi jami'ihi wa sanadihi sahih. أن حفصة رضي الله عنها سئلت ما كان فراش رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيتك قالت مسحا نثنيه ثنيتين فينام عليه فلما كان ذات ليلة قلنا لو ثنيته أربع ثنيات كان أوطأ له فثنيناه له بأربع ثنيات فلما أصبح قال ما فرشتم لي قلنا وفراشك يا رسول الله إلا أن ثنيناه بأربع ثنيات قلنا هو أوطأ لك قال ردوه لحالته الأولى فإنه منعتني وطأته صلاتي الليلة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وتعالى وصلى الله